And we're continuing our emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, if you're headed southbound on I-15, you have early onset delays, and it's right out of the gate from downtown, turning to slow-and-go speeds. At the I-80-201 interchange, it doesn't let up until you're passing 90th South. Northbound I-15, Draper to Midvale, heavy and slow. But no relief for those on the 21st South Freeway. Eastbound has been shut down at about 102nd West due to an earlier fatal accident. Crews continue to investigate the scene. We also have SR-202 Junction closed in that same area. You'll have to find an alternate route. Len Thomas?
In West Valley, 5600 West is slow southbound at the I-80 overpass. We have an accident there adding to bogging traffic. I-80 to Parkway Boulevard. Bangor Highway also a little bit slow in both directions. 3500 South to California. And then if you're on the South Belt, still got that accident in Taylorsville westbound on the curve. It's taking a couple of lanes now, so that's slowing things down a little bit. We're looking at Utah County looking pretty good. Some slowing southbound from Thanksgiving Point down to 1500 North in Lehigh. Mark?
ASL traffic trooper letting us know accident involving a motorcycle. State Street and North Temple's backing up traffic down State Street and through the avenues. Emergency crews work to get this wreck out of your way. Coming up through South Salt Lake and downtown is okay till you get to about 4th South and then up to the North Interchange. You got slow traffic in Centerville. In spots up to Layton Hills Mall area is going to be extremely heavy traffic in Davis County. You also have overflow delays pretty quickly this afternoon. Highway 89 up to Fruit Heights, Moab, where adventure begins. Surround yourself in a small town resort with warmth and hospitality, all centered around the most stunning landscape on earth. Visit discovermoab.com to plan your next adventure. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.